It's December 29. I don't know how it is in your countries, but in Ukraine on New Year's Eve, people usually complain to each other about how difficult the past year was and how they hope that everything will be better and easier in the new year. This tradition has become so entrenched that it has even become mandatory for presidential New Year's greetings, which are shown on TV on New Year's Eve just before the clock strikes 12. I swear, every year, every president says something like, "The past year was very difficult and full of challenges. I really hope that in the new year it will be better for all of us." Moreover, people actually believed that something would change on January 1st, something that would actually make things better. That was the case before, but not now. Now everyone understands that the past year was bloody and terrible. It was a year that took away many wonderful people. It brought endless suffering and pain. And the new year, almost for sure, will be even harder, even bloodier. A miracle will not happen. The Russians will not turn into reasonable, honest people. They will not give up the war. They will be trying to destroy us again and again. The war will continue. People will continue to die. Blood will continue to flow. This year, the year 2023, we met with joy and hope. We managed to keep the country. We managed to recapture many territories captured by Russians. It seemed to us that there was little left before victory, that it would be very soon, so we were full of optimism. This year, we actually saw it as one that should be much better than the previous one. Now everything is different. Our hopes did not come true. We have not yet won the victory. We have not driven the Russians out of our land. We have not returned all those whom they took hostage. And we understand that the great and terrible war will continue next year. Our people will still be in Russian prisons and on occupied territories. A very difficult year is coming to an end, but the new year does not promise us that it will be better. I really want to be wrong, honestly, I really want to, but it seems to me that the war will not end next year, that it will not be the last but just another year of war. But I will say Happy New Year because I really want it to be happy.